Dobar dan, Daniel Moštević, HINA. Povlačenje NATO-a iz Afganistana. Juče se nešto malo, Rasmuseno je pitanje, juče malo pričao u Sloveniji oko toga da je povlačenje iz Afganistana jedna planirana i koordinirana akcija. Međutim, evo jučer je baš bila vijest kako se 50 po afganistanskim izvorima, a po talibanskim izvorima više od 300 policajaca koje su opremali i obučavali NATO-ovi vojnici, dakle snage, da se prebacilo talibanima. Je li to znak da u Afganistanu stvari nisu ni izdaleka takve kakve bi trebale biti?
We are on the right track. It is a well-planned and well-organized and well-coordinated process. We started last year. It's a year ago. We started a gradual transfer of lead responsibility to the Afghan security forces. And province by province, we hand over lead responsibility to the Afghans. And soon, 75% of the Afghan people will live in areas where the Afghan security forces have taken the lead. And the Afghan security forces are more and more capable. We are building up the Afghan security forces to a level of around 350,000 security forces, soldiers and police. And we train and educate them so that they so that we also improve the quality of the Afghan security forces. And we have seen them handle recent security incidents in a very professional manner. A couple of months ago, I visited Kabul myself. I had the opportunity to observe Afghan special operation forces in action, and I was very impressed. So I'm confident that the Afghan security forces will be able to take full responsibility for the security all over Afghanistan by the end of 2014, according to our plan. And then from 2015, we will continue in a supportive mission with a training mission. So we are on the right track. But occasionally, you will see examples that the Taliban tries to undermine confidence in the Afghan security forces by infiltration, by providing Afghan army uniforms or uniforms or Afghan police uniforms to Taliban fighters who then turn their guns against international troops. Their tactics are very clear. Their aim is to undermine confidence in the Afghan security forces, but they will not succeed. We trust the Afghan security forces, and they will prevail.
Hrvatski radio, pitanje za obojicu. S obzirom da je u tijeku su pripreme za organizirano i postupno povlačenje, jeste li premijeru i gospodin glavni tajnik razgovarali bar načelno i o exit strategiji Hrvatske i početku smanjivanja broja naših snaga?
Politika NATO-a je svi zajedno unutra, svi zajedno van. Hrvatska je dio te politike. Nakon što izađemo iz Afganistana, preuzeli smo obavezu financiranja obuke afganistanskih snaga. To je puno manji iznos od onoga koji trošimo sada i to je to. Dakle, politika je zajednička, zajedno unutra. Together in, together out.
Yeah, and I'm very pleased that the Prime Minister has confirmed the continued Croatian commitment to staying in Afghanistan throughout the transition period. And actually, Croatia has already adapted to our new or to our strategy of transferring lead responsibility to the Afghans, because the Croatian contingent focuses on giving advice to the Afghan security forces, focuses on training of Afghan security forces, and that's exactly at the core of our strategy. So Croatia has already adapted to that. And I'm also pleased that the Prime Minister has confirmed that the Croatian government is prepared to contribute to the financing of the Afghan security forces in the future. Actually, also for the Croatian people, it's a good economic deal because it is less expensive to finance the Afghan security forces than to deploy our troops in Afghanistan.
Goran Rotin, Hrvatska televizija. Pitanje za gospodina Rasmusena. Jeste li razgovarali o temi takozvane pametne obrane i sudjelovanju Oružanih snaga Republike Hrvatske u tom kontekstu? I pitanje za gospodina Milanovića, zapravo na istu temu, je li Hrvatska bliže odluci vezano uz obnovu ili kupnju nove flote borbenih aviona?
Well, we have not yet gone into details on the acquisition of military equipment and the use of the smart defense concept. Talks will continue. I'll have a meeting with the Minister of Defense, and later the Prime Minister will host a working lunch where we will go into more details. But in principle, or in more general terms, let me express appreciation of Croatia's positive attitude towards the smart defense concept. Croatia has announced a willingness to engage in a number of smart defense projects. Smart defense is about multinational cooperation. By helping each other, we can make more efficient use of our resources. And we have to realize that in the coming years, it will be increasingly difficult for individual allies to purchase expensive military equipment. So we have to help each other. And that's why we will promote multinational cooperation. And I appreciate very much that Croatia has taken a positive stance on that.
To je ono što se zove pooling of resources. I kad to dolazi kao spoznaja iz najbogatijih država svijeta, recimo iz Danske, onda je jasno koliko je obrana i sigurnost skupa, jer bez novca nema sigurnosti. I samo jedna država na svijetu si može priuštiti kompletan spektar svega. Druge ne mogu. Hrvatska, nažalost, nije bogata kao Danska, koja također sudjeluje, da, i Danska sudjeluje u zajedničkoj obrani sa drugima. Prema tome, mi se moramo odlučiti šta su prioriteti. Odgovor na vaše pitanje je hoće li Hrvatska kupovati nove borbene zrakoplove. U ovom trenutku teško. Jako teško. Mi moramo zadržati određenu sposobnost, capacity. Vjerojatno sa obnovom i ponovnom modernizacijom postojećeg zrakoplova, jer to je najjeftinija varijanta koja pruža kakav takav rezultat. Kupovina novih zrakoplova je sa sigurnosnog stajališta Hrvatskoj nepotrebna, a sa financijskog teško dostupna. Međutim, postoje druge stvari gdje se Hrvatska mora u vlastitom interesu više fokusirati. Što se tiče zračnih sposobnosti, tu i s obzirom na dužinu naše obale i na izazove koje nas čekaju u godinama koje su pred nama, kao članicu Europske unije, problemi sa imigracijom, na primjer, koji su realni, to su vjerojatno helikopteri i flota, dakle plovila, obalna straža, patrolni brodovi za zaštitu hrvatskog prostora i suradnju sa drugim NATO članicama. Mi smo obalna zemlja, zemlja sa skoro 1000 km obale, sa dugom tradicijom, sa brodogradilištima, to čak ima i ekonomskog učinka koristi za Hrvatsku. Borbeni zrakoplovi, Gripeni, i da sad ne reklamiram druge avione, teško, za to nemamo novca.